Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Chemicals, that sort of thing, how could you be against that? Well, help people understand the full width of the fields covered.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the problem. It's sort of like this bureaucratic inertia, right, that we experience. People can accept a certain degree of licensure. They can say, well, okay, yeah, you've got to get licensed to do something that might be really, really risky to the public health and safety. And we accept little by little, and eventually we have this growing trend where people are not allowed to work or start a business at all without first getting government permission. And it's become so pervasive that, really, if you look over the last 50 years, in the 1950s, 1960s, about one in every 20 Americans was required to get permission to work. And most of those permission slips were for things that you were alluding to, you know, the medical profession, a brain surgeon, you know, things that we can kind of understand and that make sense. And today that number is one in five. So one in every five Americans have to get an occupational license, a permission slip from the government in order to do their job.
And as I always point out on these kind of stories, there's no reason to think that we're not going to continue in that trajectory, right, that it'll be half, you know, in by the end of my life, now, which could be tomorrow for all I know.
Christina, this is your bailiwick, so I'll let you choose. Do you want to talk about why you think that really is, or hit some examples?
Well, gosh, I'd like to do both, but let me
say
this.
We will. It's just a question of what order.
Well, let's start with this. So, you know, when people think about exactly what types of professions are getting licensed, and we go past, you know, the general health and safety, we go past the medical profession, whatever else, what's amazing is that over half of all state licensed occupations, so over half of all the jobs that require licenses in some state, are only required to be licensed in one state. And so what I mean by that is, you know, for example, we're talking about things like graphic designers, audio engineers, Braille instructors. If I want to be a Braille instructor, I have to get a license. A travel agent.
I got questions about all these. I mean, how do you possibly justify needing a license to be an audio engineer?
Well, you don't want to get the bass mixed up with the treble or your lap.
Do you even know what mid-range is?
Wow. But that's fascinating. So in like half the cases, a state gets a state of arousal on for like some occupation, and that's crazy.
That's exactly right. Well, and so the state of Louisiana, for example, is the only state in the United States to license florists, and this got challenged in court. And you know, we laugh at that. Oh my gosh, licensing florists! But when you think about it, the consequences can be really, really severe because people can be sent to jail or fined. You know, these are crimes for operating without a license.
And the worst part, of course, you and your husband, Tim talks about this all the time. It makes it hard for people to get into the business.
It makes it hard for people to earn a living. People who have skills that, you know, that might not have the money to be able to go to school or do other traditional forms of education. And, you know, this is the way that they put food on the table. And so in Louisiana, this florist license was challenged. And
how about alligator petting in Louisiana? Is that got to have a license for that? I'm sorry,
sure.
I'm side railing you.
Yeah, come
very
on.
Important,
this is important.
That's why you should have to have a license to be a talk radio host.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Well, so in Florida, the government said, look, and they said this with a straight face. Look, we've got to license these people to be florists because, you know, sometimes flowers are dirty and only the florists really know
That's the cry of freedom.
That makes me crazy.
Yeah, and the thing is, here's the worst part of it, though. They lost the freedom. The people fighting for freedom lost that case. Our side lost that case. The government
won.
You gotta be kidding. The court said, because courts, and you know, and you've heard us say this before, you hear Tim say this all the time, the rule in America when it comes to occupational licenses is guilty until proven innocent. Business people or everyday people have to show to the government why they should be free to work without permission. And
wow.
It is not the other way around. It is not that the government bears any sort of burden of proving why they should regulate. And that's why we get these pervasive licenses. And that's why in states like California and Arizona, you have to get a license to my favorite one, the one I've been working on lately. So absurd. If I want to blow dry hair, if I want to shampoo and blow dry somebody's hair, not color it, not cut it, you know, not perm it, but blow dry it, I have to get government permission to do that. And if I don't, I can be sent to jail. I can be fined thousands of dollars. And to get that permission, by the way, it costs me about $15,000 in schooling.
Good Lord.
And about 1,000 hours. And get this, being trained in things like perming hair, cutting hair, dyeing hair, things that I don't even do.
Right.
Just to blow dry hair.
Well, washing hair is a gateway procedure. It often leads to dying and the rest of it. You know, they have confiscated our rights and are selling them back to us. And the idea that the burden of proof is on the supposed free citizen of the land of the free is an obscenity.
How much of it is a businesses just want to keep competition away, so they come up with this? Or is it a cultural thing, which really bothers me, that so many of us actually think, you know what, the government probably ought to make sure they're okay before they start blow drying hair?
I think you got it right on both. I think it's both.
And a cash grab.
Thing. Yeah, well, when you think about it, you know, people assume if there's some sort of problem, they immediately assume these days that the government ought to be the one to fix it. And if there's some sort of danger or risk, even if we're just talking about quality control, they assume the government ought to be the one to step in and set standards. But, you know, keep in mind, a license doesn't mean that somebody's going to do a good job. It doesn't
right.
mean they're going to be properly trained. Interestingly enough, we talk about these blow-dry stylists in the state of Arizona. You know, I mentioned you have to get trained in all these things that you don't actually do for your job. But one of the things you do not have to do is pass a first aid class. So people say, well, gosh, you know, it's about health and safety. You have to make sure that you don't get burned with the blow dryer or whatever else. Things that people, by the way, do in their homes every single day without any kind of special training. But they don't even have to take first aid classes. So, I think there is a lot in the culture. People don't realize that, you know, the market makes decisions as to what services are quality. And, in fact, quality itself is subjective. Before I came on, I heard y'all talking about, you know, people eating tarantula burgers or whatever else. Frankly, that's not my cup of tea, but shouldn't be the government that makes that kind of decision that, you know, that is the type of thing that individuals are going to decide for themselves.
Christina Sandifer, Executive VP of the Goldwater Institute. I'm afraid you're taking this too lightly because, as you know, we've met. I'm completely blind. Both of my eyes have been put out by unlicensed barbers wielding scissors. You know, Christina, the idea that if any standard should be enforced or if the public has any interest in quality in a field, that we must go to the government and the government should be the arbiter of standards. I mean, that was flawed reasoning back in the day. Now, in the age of internet reviews and Yelp and Google reviews and Amazon and the rest of it, where you can get literally dozens to thousands of opinions on the quality of a good or service from your fellow man, now it's just completely ridiculous. The idea that, you know, Joe's Hair Salon, you know, I burn the scalp of most of my customers, or they ask for blonde hair and I give them green. I mean, that would be immediately known in a widespread way.
And it's worse than that because you are absolutely right. If Joe's Hair Salon, you know, hurts people or even just does a bad job, right? You know, the blowouts aren't fashionable, whatever.
Not as feathered as I was hoping.
Immediately you will lose business because that knowledge will be prolific. Whereas government, on the other hand, the bureaucrats in charge of quality control here and of licensing these professions, they don't go out of business when they get it wrong. In fact,
Good point.
They usually get more money, right?
Yeah.
Usually the agency's excuse for getting something wrong, for failing to regulate in a particular way, they say, look, it's because we didn't have enough resources, right? We don't have enough employees
right.
to pay attention to all this. We need more money. So government doesn't go out of business. when it gets it wrong, but other businesses absolutely do.
Well, this is the angle that bothers me the most, and I wish more people listened to Milton Friedman YouTube videos when they drove home like I do. But he's been talking about this. Well, he's dead now, but he used to talk about this.
His voice lives on, Jack.
Even if you believe that there needs to be some sort of regulation of a business, why do you believe that it has to be a government organization? Let the barbers of America get together, establish their own group that they chip in a little bit of money to, and they give an accreditation or have a standard that you've got to meet or whatever. Why would you think that they wouldn't do at least as good a job, if not better, than the government would do with this?
Bunch of bureaucrats that don't give a crap.
Right.
That's exactly right. And we laugh about this, but the thing is, saying that somebody doesn't need a license to do a business does not mean that their business is unimportant or that it doesn't require skill. In fact, it's quite the opposite. I think when we talk about blow dry stylists, it's insulting to them that they have to go to government and say, "Mother, may I," in order to get permission to do their job and prove to some bureaucrat that sits behind a desk all day that what they're doing is something that, you know, people would want and enjoy.
Doesn't it matter to more people that the world was fine before? Does that not ever strike anybody? Everything was fine when we were a kid. Were people being blinded by barbers or having their toes cut off by pedicurists?
Was
that happening? No! No, everything was fine!
Oh, boy.
This drives me crazy.
But you're right about the anti-competitiveness. You asked if another reason for licenses was because people in the profession want to keep competitors out, and that's absolutely become the case. The more that we license, now we have a constituency built into people who have those licenses, who had enough money or enough connections to be able to jump through those hoops, and now they can outlaw their competition, right? If I have a full cosmetology license and I could afford $20,000 for that schooling, it behooves me to go down to the legislature and say, hey, you ought to make it illegal for these people who are just blow-drying and shampooing hair to do that without getting the full cosmetology license. Because, of course, then I can charge a lot more money.
Right.
I can also provide services that aren't as good. You know, it's less competition. And I'll tell you, we've been trying to get rid of laws like this in states across the country. I was in a legislative hearing for 6 hours talking about getting rid of this blow-dry requirement.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And what were people arguing? What was the argument?
And person after person, you know, is going up there. You've got all of these licensed cosmetologists. Of course, there are plenty of people arguing to get rid of the license, but you've got licensed cosmetologists coming to the legislature saying not only that people can't be trusted to blow dry hair without government permission, but I kid you not that they don't like that certain undesirable people are coming into the state, their terms, and competing with them, people from other countries, people from other states. They don't like that, and this license protects their jobs. I mean, I would be embarrassed to say something like that in public, but it's part of the public record, and it's the truth. I mean, that's what it's all about.
And the cultural shift that Jack was talking about, you were both talking about, I think is so fundamental to understanding this, and it's so discouraging because it's going to be the hardest thing to fix, is the idea that a mammy, a nanny, a parent of some sort, always the government, must supervise everything. And that the animated contest of freedom, to quote various of the founding papas, is just too crazy. I mean, people offering up services to grow flowers or blow dry your hair willy-nilly. I mean, what would happen? Well, there's thousands of years of what would happen, and it's fine. But that cultural shift is hard to fight.
When we treat adults like children that aren't capable of deciding for themselves, what we get is dependent children who not only can't make decisions for themselves, but totally lack responsibility. So, you know, they don't go out then. You were mentioning how online we've got Yelp reviews and things like that. People can go online and decide for themselves. Well, when you've got the government deciding for you, when you've got the government telling you when something is good and when it isn't, you stop doing that kind of research, and eventually you just trust the government. And so that not only means that, you know, you're putting your trust in government and, you know, who knows what good, if they're going to be able to do a good job, but it just means that you're giving up that responsibility. And frankly, we're taking away people's humanity when we do that.
Hey, I've decided on my new book. I'm going to write The Infantilization of America. Do you want to co-write it with me?
You got it.
You're going to do most of the work.
It's going to be a picture of Joe on the cover in a diaper.
Yeah.
I am not a licensed author, though. You feel comfortable working with me?
You know, given the danger of, like, flawed ideas being in the public domain, we probably should license authors. and licensed journalists. The government should decide who gets to spread ideas.
Hey,
I tell you what.
Anytime we can be of help on this subject, because this one drives me crazy, give us a call.
Absolutely will do, and we're working in court and in the legislature to try to reverse this trend, essentially to get rid of this guilty until proven innocent trend and chip away at these licenses and, you know, just go with the presumption that, gosh, if people aren't harming anybody, maybe we ought to just trust them to do these things for themselves.
Have you read that Frederick Douglass book that Tim Sandifer wrote? It's really good.
I have, actually, yeah. I was trying to get him to sign a copy for me.
I recommend it.
Yeah, it'll probably make you buy it on Amazon. Christina,
as all good capitalists would.
Christina Sandifer, Executive Vice President of the Goldwater Institute. You should support the Goldwater Institute. As Jack said, use us like garden tools, Christina. We're happy to help.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Great to talk to you. Thanks.
To me, the most disturbing part is that the culture wants this. That's the part you can't change. People think, yeah, you're right. You probably shouldn't have somebody blow drying hair without the government deciding whether or not they...
Because there could conceivably be something bad that could happen.
And even if there could be, why do you think the government's going to do a good job of weeding out who could do it and who can't?
Based on everything else they do so well?
Right.
Wake up, people.
Wake up!
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is, so long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Payush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Payush Dhanuka.
Thank you. best of Armstrong and Getty.
So this is what I was looking for during mailbag. We got a real nice note here from one of our many beloved listeners. And it was Jennifer, the lovely Jennifer. Been listening. Listen to this, Jack. This is going to kill you.
I'm listening.
I've been listening since I was a kid riding in my mom's car. Now my kids have to listen to you. Now, I'm sorry, wrong emphasis. Now my kids have to listen to you. They roll their eyes now. They'll appreciate it later like I do. Mm. Making kids' eyes roll for two generations.
Wow.
The Armstrong.
Fantastic.
That's I hope she got knocked up young or something. very youthful.
That doesn't make me happy.
I'm very youthful. I can lift 100 pounds over my head. But anyway, Jennifer goes on to write, did you know you guys are on Yelp? I can't remember how I stumbled upon it, but I had no idea. I thought I would share.
They have radio shows on Yelp.
Well, we're a business, I guess, depending on where you're listening. And the reviews are very nice. I mean, a lot of you people, John S., Dan D., saying some beautiful things. Very, very kind, very flattering. Thank you. Really happy you enjoy the show. Amy J., my gosh, Amy, you couldn't have been any sweeter. Thank you so much. Keep scrolling. Oh, boy. Here's a negative review from Ryan F., who lives in West Sacramento, California. These guys are... surprisingly, he gives us 2 stars, but these guys are borderline mentally handicapped. On the one hand, I hate to criticize them too much because they're nice guys. They seem to mean well. Plus, they're conservative, but they just make crap up the way most conservative talk show hosts do. That said, they're still basically idiots. Their show consists of reading news stories, misunderstanding them, then bitching about how they indicate that the country is going to hell.
That sounds about right.
I would say that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, let's play a game. Where's the lie?
Wow, that's, you nailed it.
That is funny.
Listening to them is like spending the day with your out-of-touch but extremely political, opinionated old uncle. They're sort of funny and harmless, but also dumb, and it does get a bit old. Yeah, you picture having to do it every day, Ryan F.
Reading a news story, misunderstanding it,
and then bitching about how it indicates that the country is going to hell. That's exactly what we do.
If we can get that in a small enough font and make that like a mission statement that we put on our business cards, that'd be perfect.
Yes. Are you a radio consultant, sir? You have absolutely decoded the show.
I think that's how salespeople pitch the show to prospective buyers, actually.
Yeah.
Well, they read news stories, misunderstand them, then bitch about how the world's going to hell.
Here's another good one. But again, 2 stars, not the hateful 1 star. 2 hickish radio jocks with a worldview that leans conservative. They seem to entertain each other with dumb quips about current events. Again! Bullseye!
Where's the lie?
That's beautiful. You know, Yelp is a better resource than I thought.
That's hilarious.
I'm more a TripAdvisor guy, but I don't think we're a destination.
They seem to entertain each other
with their dumb quips about current events. That's exactly what we do. And you know what? It ain't a bad living either.
Oh, that's
You're
funny.
Just jealous.
That is really, really funny.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Payush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Payush Dhanuka. This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
live from Studio C.
The tape is being aired live.
It's not even fresh Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, it might be years old.
So enjoy it, if you will, until we come back next week. It's the best of Armstrong and Getty.
So I knew that this would happen when I brought up Yelp reviews, that we would get a number of texts about it. We endorse, we've endorsed a couple of different clients who work really hard at taking care of anybody who gives them a negative Yelp review.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever review, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or any kind of, you know, bad review, and try to make it right if something actually went wrong. But they many of them have told us there are some people you just can't please.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you offer it to them for free, and they're still mad.
Yeah, they're just crazy people. Yeah.
So, but don't most of us look at reviews with that in mind? I mean, if I see, you know, 4 stars and I look at some of the negative ones, a lot of times their criticisms either make them look crazy or it's just something dumb.
Yeah. Or if you've ever worked at or operated in a business that deals with the public, you realize once in a while you just have a bad day. Somebody has a bad day or does something stupid, and that's unlikely to happen again. But it took me a while to get past negative reviews. While looking at products and services, you just have to weight it properly. You know what I mean? Just one person who says, you know, my steak had maggots and the potatoes were raw, and the waitress put her thumb in my eye.
Steak had maggots.
I mean, it's, you know, if it's just one person, bear it in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys actually enjoy treating your customers like a piece of shit.
That's a negative review.
The one I've noticed the most is like trying to like rent a bed and breakfast or anything like that. Where every time I look at these, there are people that had the best time of their life. I mean, just stands out as one of the great memories of their lives with people whose lives were ruined by staying there. Like, all within, like, one summer. I think, what the hell?
My husband and I are now divorced, and he is institutionalized. Thanks to our stay at Betty's Bed and Breakfast. Yeah, I was going through reviews over the weekend. We have ducks landing in our pool a lot,
just like The Sopranos.
Yeah, except what The Sopranos didn't show is that ducks can crap 20 times in 5 minutes.
So you left a Yelp review for ducks?
They very beautiful, but warning: these animals defecate a great deal.
2 stars. The quacking is cute at first, but let me tell you.
Signed, Angry Poopy Joe. So we're looking for various remedies, and we have purchased an alligator head that floats around the pool.
Does that work?
It has shiny, scary eyes. Well, that's the thing. About 2/3 of people say, unbelievable, it worked. Now, no birds menace my pool anymore. Thank you, floating alligator head, for your fine product. And about 1/3 of them say, yeah, the freaking birds land on the thing. They have their babies sit on the thing. It's worthless. I wasted my money. So we thought, well, all right, let's gamble.
You know what you need? A real alligator.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a great idea.
That's the answer.
So we ordered the floating alligator head with the shiny eyes. I'll let you know how it works.
Fantastic.
Man, do ducks poop a lot.
I believe
Woo!
You. I hope I don't find out. So I came across this article. I wrote a negative Yelp review, and it made my life a nightmare. This woman gave a 1-starred review to a gynecologist.
Oh, boy. I didn't know you did the Yelp reviews for a gyno?
I guess. And her complaints are kind of typical complaints. She thought it cost more than it should, and she thought they were rude at the front desk. And, you know, it's the sort of review I would look at and think, well, you know, other people seem to like it, and one person's rude is another person's professional, and who knows? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the whole bad day thing you were just mentioning. Anyway, the company, she got a letter from the company saying they were suing her for $1 million because it had affected their
Woo.
Business. She's had to hire a lawyer. She's spent over $20,000 in legal bills so far trying to defend herself. And
they're hitting her for defamation? Or
yeah.
Intent to
yeah.
harm, that sort of
yeah.
thing? Yeah.
I don't know if it's because she actually said, everything about my one and only visit here has caused me emotional distress and panic. They were rude to me, blah, blah, blah. Very poor and crooked business practice. Maybe you can't say crooked business practice, but my point would be, do any of us know what the rules are, legally speaking, of a Yelp review? What you can say and what you can't say? What will get you sued if you say it?
Right. No.
I don't have any idea.
Slightest idea.
I don't have any idea either. I mean, if I say that was the worst steak I've ever had in my life, can I say that?
Yes, clearly.
Surely, who could argue with that?
Yeah, but the crooked thing intrigues me because, you know, remember when I got my SUV that I drive now? A week into having it, some scumbag, like, took a screwdriver to the finish. I don't know why. One of my many enemies. Their anger is probably legitimate. But so I took it to a body shop affiliated with car dealers, et cetera. And they told me, oh, yeah, we're going to have to do X and Y because the where it is and blah, blah, it's going to cost you, you know, such and such. And it was a huge number. I'm like, what? And so I took it to another place that had an excellent reputation. They said, oh, no, not at all. It's going to be a fraction of that. You don't need to do that because it's a new car and blah, blah, blah. It'd be this. And it was very reasonable. Now, if I had posted a Yelp review of the first place and claimed that they were crooked.
Or it's a ripoff.
I think most of the population would say, yeah, that's a pretty good description of somebody who'd do that. Like a super aggressive upseller who lies to you about upselling. That's crooked, isn't it? If that's not crooked, what is?
Well,
you're
I don't
front
know.
For the mob?
I don't know. I suppose you could make the argument of I charge way more than other people. And I count on people not shopping around. That's not illegal.
No.
You can charge whatever you want.
Nobody grabbed me by the hair and slammed my head into a desk and made me sign a form or anything.
What if
like
you came
that?
To them and said, I can get this done for 20% of that somewhere else? Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, we're crazy expensive.
Congratulations.
We
having
count
checked
on people
that.
Not shopping around. Yeah, good for you, clever boy. Now get out.
I think that's true for a lot of businesses. They count on you're not going to shop around.
Wow, so this case has enormous significance.
That's what I thought, and it makes it a little scary for Yelp. And again,
how'd they treat her tender parts? Was there anything with that?
No, it was just being charged too much, and she thought they were rude.
Okay.
Rude.
Okay.
We got a couple of texts. I was first bribed, then threatened by, I won't mention the business because I don't know what's going on. After a bad Yelp review, my son went in for an oil change and they tried to sell him tires and brakes. Well, those kind of places always do that. Again, that kind of gets back to what we were just saying. Is that make you crooked? You're trying to sell me something that I don't need. You're trying to upsell me. I know you're doing that.
Right.
I always say no to that stuff.
Right.
Does that make you crooked, or do I just need to know the rules of the game, or how does that work?
I don't know. Well, I certainly think there's a free speech defense, unless your intent is specifically to damage them and it's not true. I mean, because truth is an absolute defense against libel and slander. But crooked, that's interesting. We got a rule on this. We need every judge in the country to weigh in and give a Yelp review of this suit, and then, you know, if it gets more than three stars.
We could take a look at our Yelp reviews, which are always funny.
Oh, they are funny.
There are Yelp reviews for the Armstrong and Getty Show, and they're usually pretty funny.
Yeah.
The negative ones particularly.
Yeah.
We had a former employee who we fired leave a negative Yelp review for our company. I've tried to have it removed several times by Yelp, and they will do nothing about it. It was certainly designed to defame our character. So that's from the business standpoint, where you got an employee you fired, probably because, you know, if you fired them, they weren't good. Now they're giving you negative reviews just to damage you. That's not cool. I had a buddy who owned an RV park. The most hilarious complaints were regarding the awful weather. One star. It rained the whole time we were there. I have seen those for vacation spots. Well, you're criticizing the bed and breakfast because it rained the whole time you were there. Okay.
Nice. Here's a one-star review. Carol G., possibly the worst talk radio show except for Hannity, who definitely is number one. Does she mean station? She must. Joe,
we got a one-star review?
Yeah. Joe, who thinks he is a genius and no one can tell him anything, meaning he has a completely closed mind, especially regarding facts. Joe's IQ is low, and he has no understanding nor any comprehension of the real world.
I think it's hilarious that any of you are leaving Yelp reviews for radio shows.
Their jokes are horrible, and both get upset if they hear any jokes from the late-night show comedians when it involves their god, Trump.
Ah, that's funny.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty. Greetings. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. From myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
We plow.
Four-time Grammy winner Roseanne Cash is coming to Reading. This Americana pioneer already has 11 number one hits under her belt. Now she's got a brand new album and is gracing the Cascade Theater stage in a duo performance featuring musician, husband, and five-time Grammy winner John Leventhal. Roseanne Cash at the Cascade Theater Thursday, January 24th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Meet animals like Sweet Pea the Skunk and Spike the Porcupine at Turtle Bay Exploration Park's animal programs every weekend at 2 p.m. Stop by on Friday for an animal spotlight.
Visit on Saturdays for the indoor animal show where animals fly, crawl, or walk on by. Or visit on Sundays and get led through the park, weather permitting, in Turtle Bay's Animal Parade.
Fun for all ages every weekend at 2 p.m. Animal programs are free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Thank you.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
Mailbag. So the quote I was paraphrasing yesterday about education comes from Frederic Bastiat. Ben Libertarian reminds me that because he is French, the last T in Bastiat is silent.
I'm American, so I'll pronounce it however I want.
Yeah.
Frenchie.
Oh, I'll bomb you.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right. France is our oldest ally. So
yeah.
That'd be probably a little belligerent to bomb them.
We'd be still under Queen's rule were it not for their navy.
Huh? So anyway, here's what he said. The most urgent necessity is not that the state should teach, but that it should allow education. All monopolies are detestable, but the worst of all is the monopoly of education. Amen to that, Freddy. That was Bastia terrific.
Hey, we have a guy emails and texts every day wanting to know what this music is called. Does it have a name? I haven't responded just because I assume there's no name to
it. Well,
it.
I haven't named it yet. I wrote it. I performed it. It's me playing all the instruments. No, I don't have
it. He wants to use it for his kids' soccer practice or something. But
No, you don't get to. It's our music. It's the mailbag music. Let's see. Oh, did you hear about General Mattis and how he and the SecDef were targeted? Well, he is the SecDef, isn't he?
Yes, MDM.
And somebody else, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, one of the guys who was targeted with ricin. It's a terrible, deadly poison. And then one piece of mail was sent to the White House as well the other day. This is, I believe, a created piece of art, but I like it. It's in the spirit of the general. To whoever sent me the ricin, it was delicious. I added marshmallows and made ricin crispy treats. Because he's such a tough old son of a gun. I love this quote from him.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Oh, yes! Yes! Best quote ever. Clint Eastwood-esque, but a real guy in real life. And he really means it. Play that again, Sean.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I have a hero.
That reminds me, my son and his friends were throwing around various things on the playground with frenemies or whatnot. Anyway, I taught him two of the great classics. And you know, the great thing about teaching your kids some of the classics,
yes,
if they say it first, it's theirs. I mean,
right.
Did you hear what Sam said?
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's been around for 100 years. They've never heard it.
Right.
The two great ones, ripping off their head and pooping down their throat. Great
one.
Boy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And rip off their arm and beat them with the bloody end, another classic.
It's bloody stump, isn't it?
Whatever.
That's great. Oh, to hear what Sam said? Dude, is just he's a wordsmith. Wow.
So the classics.
So anyway, General Mattis's statement reminded both Sean and I of this great moment from Breaking Bad.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
He should have gone with you, rip off their arm, and beat him with the bloody end. A good one.
Yeah, right. Moving along. Boy, people really, really liked the fake scientific studies story we did late in the show yesterday. We're chasing... It was a group of scientists who believe that there is such lockstep thinking, such political correctness, and such lunacy in the social sciences. They concocted joke, but not obviously joke, papers and got them published in all sorts of scientific journals.
Think like if The Onion made, like got their stories published in an actual newspaper. These guys were making mockeries of the study.
But they did it in a very rigorous and scientific way to prove that among the civilization of social scientists, there are these attitudes and this lack of rigor in the scientific study. So it's a very scientific joke. And we're going to get one of these guys on if we possibly can.
Great.
And it's all at the website, armstrongandgetty.com. Absolutely worth a read / watch of the video. Let's see. It's Lothar points out that one of the perpetrators was Peter Boghossian, who chaired many of the Portland State panels, including those hosting James Damore of Google fame, which we've watched. He's a liberal, but he's also fed up with the current situation on college campuses. So anyway, thank you for that heads up. That stuff is so great and so funny. It's worth a few minutes today. Oh, speaking of the website, Joe from Dayton, frequent correspondent, says, big improvements. It's looking good. Looks better than it used to. Found myself intrigued by Michelangelo's blog. Greatly appreciate his inputs. He makes it real.
Makes and, what real?
He makes it real.
What's your blog about?
I don't know.
I've never been to our website.
Do you make it real?
I you know what? I just, I can't remember what I
just
wrote.
Speaking the truth.
With you.
Michelangelo, you're truly a gem that keeps the show running behind the scenes. Keep the goodness coming. That's Joe in Dayton, Ohio.
You're taking the mainstream media, ripping off its head and pooping down its throat. That's
oh,
what you're doing.
Boy. Oh, boy. That's objectionable stuff.
That'll get huge laughs.
This will. Oh, are you kidding? It'll kill. Drop the mic, Sam. This is from Aloha Al. He heard us talking about the Andy Griffith Show and Dick Van Dyke, which both debuted on yesterday's day, way back in the day.
And my brother texted me. He said that the Andy Griffith Show is on Netflix, and he's through season two.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But Al says, my wife and I bought the box sets of both shows when my oldest was five. My girls now are 16 and 20, love the shows, still do.
Cool.
So different from today's dysfunctional children's shows on Disney and ABC Family, which my youngest said was a joke several years ago. She thinks there ought to be a question mark at the end of ABC Family. Et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that's good stuff. Moving along. Ah, leaving a half can full of beer, half full can of beer. We did all our beer drinking at the nearby drive-in theater. When the lightweights would toss a beer out and it wasn't empty, it made a thook sound.
Sure.
Once a friend was identified as a thooker, they weren't allowed to sit in our cars anymore.
You're certainly not drinking my beer on my limited funds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, not only that, but, you know, back in the day, occasionally, I'm told, wayward youths would acquire beer before they were of the legal drinking age. Which means it wasn't easy to acquire. And, you know, you're really glad to have it.
You're living the Kavanaugh lifestyle. And...
Oh, boy. So, thanks, Senator Durbin. So, yeah, somebody wasting it was just inconceivable.
Waste my beer, I remove an appendage and whack you with the owl end.
Right, either that or decapitate me and defecate, et cetera, down my trachea.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
Casey and Archester.